past this study. Our study is entitled, What Sort of Mind Have You? What sort of mind have you? In the passage today that we'll be reading from the Word of God is in Philippians chapter 2, in verses 1 through 5. Philippians 2, verses 1 through 5. So let's turn together to Philippians chapter 2, verses 1 through 5. If there be therefore any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels and mercies, fulfill ye my joy, that ye may be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, and of one mind. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind let each esteem other better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Now, the aim of our study is to monitor our mental state so that we might have the right mind to, first of all, stay in fellowship with God and each other and serve God effectively. You see, everything that you and I do in our Christian life depends on our minds. You see, the mind is the battleground where Satan seeks to gain control of our decision-making process for evil. So really, the battle is between our ears, amen, and our mind. Don't let Satan hijack your mind. One of the saddest things to see is Christians who were once on fire for God, who have let some foolish or false idea into their mind, which resulted in them being separated from other believers in shipwrecking their faith. You see, our mind is like a computer. Garbage in, garbage out. I ask this question. Will you let some false idea control your mind so you break fellowship with God and others? As we begin, what kinds of wrong minds and right minds are there? First of all, we're going to look at a bad mind to avoid. Bad mind to avoid. The first one is a mind that is hardened in pride. A mind that is hardened in pride. And we're going to look at Nebuchadnezzar, King Nebuchadnezzar, for a moment. And let's turn to the prophet Daniel in chapter number 5 with me. Daniel 5. And when you get to chapter 5 of Daniel, we want to look at verse number 20 of Daniel 5 together. Notice what the scripture saith. In the context, it's referring to King Nebuchadnezzar. But when his heart, that's Nebuchadnezzar's heart, was lifted up and his mind hardened in pride, he was deposed from his kingly throne, and they took his glory from him. You see, when Nebuchadnezzar's heart was lifted up by his honored position, his mind was hardened in pride. He was deposed from his throne and lost his glory by becoming insane for 7 years. Let me ask you this question. Are you proud of something you have achieved? Notice what the book of Proverbs warns in Proverbs chapter 16 and verse 18. Proverbs 16, verse 18. Thus saith the scriptures, pride goeth before destruction. Did you see that? Did you hear that? Beware. Pride goeth before destruction. And we saw that in the case, the example of Nebuchadnezzar. Before he was deposed from his throne, lost his glory, and became insane for 7 years. If we read the story, he went out and he ate grass like an animal. We see that his heart was lifted up in pride. So beware, pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. Beware of pride. Now the second type of bad mind that is a mind to avoid is, neither be ye of doubtful mind. A doubtful mind. That's a mind that we should avoid, amen? Look with me, if you would, in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 12. Luke chapter 12. Luke chapter 12, verse 29, and Jesus is speaking, and he says, "And seek not ye what ye shall eat, or what ye shall drink, neither ye be doubtful, neither be ye of doubtful mind." He says, avoid a doubtful mind. Now, many of us worry and doubt if God will provide our needs. Now notice what Jesus tells us here in Luke chapter 12 and verse 30. "For all these things do the nations of the world seek after, and your Father knoweth that ye have need of these things." So we don't have to worry or be of a doubtful mind, because our Father, our Heavenly Father, knows our needs, the things that we need, and he's going to provide them. And we read on in verse 31, it says, "But rather seek ye the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you." Amen. All the temporal things. If you seek first the kingdom of God, if you put the things of God first, he's going to take care of your material needs. So you don't have to be of a doubtful mind of whether God's going to meet your needs or not. Then we read in verse 33, "Sell that you have, give alms, provide yourselves bags which wax not old, a treasure in the heavens that faileth not, where no thief approacheth, neither moth corrupt." So if you provide treasure in heaven, that'll fail not. It'll be there when you get that. See, the treasure on this earth that you lay up is just temporary. It's going to rot, rust, corrupt, amen? But when you lay treasures up in heaven, they're not going to fail. The bank of heaven will never fail like the banks on earth have over the history of this country. And then we read in verse 34, "For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." Jesus says, your heart will be where your treasure is. Your treasure, if your heart is on earth, your treasures, you're going to lay up treasures on earth. If your treasure, your heart is in heaven, you're going to lay up treasures in heaven. Amen. So then we see two bad minds types to avoid. A mind hardened in pride, a doubtful mind. The third bad mind we need to avoid is a mind evil affected against the brethren. Again, that's a mind evil affected against the brethren. Now let's let's look together in Acts chapter 14. Acts chapter 14. In Acts chapter 14, verses 1 and 2 with me. And it came to pass in Iconium that they went both together into the synagogue of the Jews, and so spake, that a great multitude, both of the Jews and also of the Greeks, believed. But, is that but? But the unbelieving Jews stirred up the Gentiles and made their minds evil affected against the brethren. Now, listen up. One of Satan's most successful devices is gossip and slander, which makes some Christians' minds evil affected against other Christians. What happens is they imagine evil or magnify others' faults so that they respond with anger and are unwilling to work with other believers. And what happens? Then they quit church. God's work suffers, and people go to hell. See, that's, you know, the old divide and conquer. That's what Satan wants to do. You know, we need not to be, as Christians, an ear for gossip and slander. You know, people very rarely leave a church over doctrinal issues. It's either because they have been offended in some way or taken something the wrong way. Amen. So then another type of bad mind that needs to be avoided is a mind evil affected against the brethren. And then we see the fourth type of mind that needs to be avoided is a reprobate mind, rather. We read that God gave them over to a reprobate mind. Look at in Romans chapter 1, verse 28. Romans 1 with me. Romans 1, verse 28. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. Now, the word reprobate means disapproved, rejected, worthless, cast away. It means undiscerning, void of judgment, not seeing good from evil. You see, some people are so filled with moral sins and hatred of God's ways that they cannot tell right from wrong or good from evil. And an example of this would include the sodomites or the sex perverts. Amen. You know, I'm sad to report that I live in the only state in this, of the 50 states in the United States. You all know that I live in Massachusetts and have basically for all of my life, except for the time that I was in serving my country in the United States Air Force. I live in the state of Massachusetts, the only state in the union that recognizes same-sex marriages. What an abortion. And you know what? It was the judiciary, the judges, amen, that came up with that law, passed that law. What an abomination. So we see then, hey, what can I say? The judges who were involved in passing this same-sex marriage law in Massachusetts amen, have a reprobate mind, amen. Pretty strong words, but it's true, amen, and sometimes the truth hurts. You know what's funny, though, as I've shared my testimony many times with you, you know I was, as I've shared with you, I was brought up Roman Catholic. And I wasn't saved until I was 36 years old. And I've been saved for almost 18 years now. Praise the Lord. What a blessing. But you know what? When I was unsaved, I would have probably seen nothing wrong and probably applauded the judges who passed that law in Massachusetts. You know, but the Lord Jesus Christ took me from the left to the right. Amen. Change my way of thinking to the right way. Amen. Praise the Lord for that. I thank God for that. Amen. As I kid with some folks, I said Jesus Christ is politically a conservative. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's move on. Another mind that needs, type of mind, a bad mind that needs to be minded, avoided, is number five, to be carnally minded. Amen. The Word of God says to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. And we see that in the book of Romans. We're told that in the book of Romans, chapter 8 and verse 6. Thus saith the Scriptures, for to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. See, a carnal mind is prone to sin, sinful appetites, and desires. Many Christians backslide because they feed their carnal sinful side by television, gossip, slander, evil thinking, and not serving God. In other words, they do not feed their spiritual side by daily Bible study, filling of the Holy Spirit, and yielding to Christ. And carnal Christians often criticize spiritual Christians because they convict them of their sin. You know, I often jokingly make the statement that for most Christians, you have to backslide to fellowship with them. And in some ways, that's true, you know, unfortunately. The sixth type of bad mind to avoid is a mind earthly things, a mind that minds earthly things. Let's turn to Philippians chapter 3 for a moment. Philippians chapter 3 with me. Philippians chapter 3 in verses 18 and 19. For many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now tell you even weeping. Paul was weeping when he wrote this, that they are enemies of the cross of Christ. Verse 19, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, whose glory is in their shame, who mind earthly things. So we see here in verses 18 and 19 of Philippians chapter 3, it describes the enemies of the cross of Christ as people who mind earthly things. And why is that? Why are they enemies of the cross of Christ? Because they hinder the gospel outreach by their bad example of lukewarmness. You see, these types of Christians who have this mind that minds earthly things, they are attached to the things of earth instead of setting their affections on the things above. Look in Colossians chapter 3. Colossians chapter 3 with me in verses 1 and 2. Thus saith the Scriptures, if ye then be risen with Christ, you know, that's the condition, being risen with Christ. If you say you're risen with Christ, this is the action that you should be taking. Seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. So it directs your attention first of all upward, and then specifically upward to the third heaven, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. It's not saying set your affections on the things above, meaning the stars and the planets and all of that and the birds and so forth. No, the third heaven, where Jesus Christ is seated at the right hand of the Father. Set your affections on things above, not on things on the earth. So then, the sixth mind, which is a bad mind that we need to avoid, type of bad mind to avoid, is a mind that minds earthly things. Now, a seventh type of bad mind that we need to avoid is a mind that's soon shaken in mind. Look at 2 Thessalonians with me. 2 Thessalonians. In 2 Thessalonians, chapter 2, verse number 2, Paul writes, that ye be not soon shaken in mind, or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, is that the day of Christ is at hand. Now, the Thessalonian Christians, who this epistle was written to, were soon shaken in mind by false teachers telling them that they had missed the rapture. And what happened was, this upset their spiritual balance and triggered their fears. Now, the key to remember is this. We can be shaken in mind if we believe error without first checking it with Scripture. Very important. That's your measuring rod, the Scriptures. That's what you measure everything up against, the Scriptures, the Word of God. Now, the eighth bad type of mind to avoid is a double-minded mind. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Looking in James with me. James chapter 1, verse 8. We read, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Turn to chapter 4 of James. And verse 8. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. A person that's double-minded, he is a waverer, a two-minded, unstable person. And such a person suffers from divided loyalties. You see, on the one hand, he wants to live as a Christian, and on the other hand, he wants to live by the ways of the world in his selfishness. Just can't be done. Can't serve two masters, Jesus said. You're going to love one and hate the other. Now, the last type of bad mind to avoid is a mind that's becoming weary and faint in your minds. Becoming weary and faint in your minds. A mind that grows weary and then faints. Look at in Hebrews chapter 12 with me. Hebrews chapter 12. In verse number 3. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. Now, to be faint is to be exhausted or despondent. two remedies for this are the following. First of all, consider him, Christ, who endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your mind. So consider Christ and what he did. And then second of all, the second remedy is the promise of reaping in due season if we faint not. Looking in Galatians chapter 6. Galatians chapter 6, in verse number 9. We read in the scriptures, let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. So there are two remedies to keep you from being exhausted or despondent, in other words, fainting. Consider him Christ, amen, who endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, and then the promise of reaping in due season if we faint not. In due season, on God's timetable, amen. That's the first part of our study. The types of bad minds to avoid. Again, what are they? Let's look at them quickly. A mind hardened in pride, a doubtful mind, a mind evil affected against the brethren, a reprobate mind, a mind that's carnal, a mind that minds earthly things, a mind that is soon shaken, a double-minded mind, a double-minded man, amen, and a mind that grows weary and faints. These are types of bad minds that every one of us needs to avoid. Now, we've gotten the bad mind out of the way. Next time on the pastor study, we're going to look at the good mind, the types of good mind that we should aim for as Christians. Amen. I hope the study's been a blessing to you. And again, I appreciate those that listen to the pastor study. Again, I thank you those who have written and requested tapes. And I appreciate if you continue to keep the pastor study in your prayers. Keep me in your prayers. Amen. And, you know, who knows what great things God's going to do with this preacher. Amen. If anything's done, it's not because of me or you. It's God working in us and through us. Once again, it's been an honor to come into your homes or wherever you're listening. And this is Brother Gino, thanking each and every one of you for joining me for the pastor's study. Until we meet again, may God richly bless you is my prayer, and good day.